This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The American spacecraft Voyager 1 has been venturing deep into interstellar space, but recently went quiet. On October 16th, Voyager 1's fault protection system kicked in, a safety measure designed to preserve the spacecraft's limited power. This unexpected action caused a disruption in communication, leaving the mission team uncertain about Voyager 1's status. One of the spacecraft's radio transmitters malfunctioned, and the transmitter was automatically disabled by the spacecraft's fault protection system. The flight team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory devised a strategy to restore communication. The flight team transmitted command sequences to Voyager 1 through the deep space network in a round-trip communication that takes nearly 2 days. A single signal travels 15 billion miles from Earth, taking nearly 23 hours to reach Voyager 1 and another 23 hours to return. After a series of commands, the team activated a backup system that had not been used in more than 4 decades. On October 24th, the team heard back from Voyager 1. The team now will investigate the spacecraft's signals to try to restore its primary communication systems. Voyager 1 and 2 are the only spacecraft exploring interstellar space, providing data that no other spacecraft can. The Montana State University system has set a new research record, ranking 5th in the nation for research growth. The scale of Montana's research funding is among the highest in the U.S. For instance, the University of Montana was recently invited to apply for a National Science Foundation grant focused on forest and rangeland technology. If the university is successful, the project could bring $160 million to the state and Idaho during the next decade. That was just one example that Deputy Commissioner of Higher Education Joe Thiel shared with the Montana Board of Regents of the Montana University System's strength in research. Montana now ranks 5th in the U.S. for the growth of its research enterprise, and in 3 of the past 5 years, Montana has ranked in the top 10 for research growth. The campuses of the Montana University System also have set a new record for research expenditures. In 2024, led by Montana State University in Bozeman, research expenditures reached $427 million. Deputy Commissioner Thiel warned the regents that President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to make vast changes to the federal government, and it's unclear at this point what the change in administration, what the changeover in Congress is going to mean for the continued funding of those programs, and it seems likely that some of the programs where we've seen great success may not receive their full freight of funding that was initially forecast, Thiel said. Trump's election concerns the scientific community, and he will likely focus on cuts. Trump repeatedly tried to cut federal research funding in the past. The National Science Foundation could get caught in the crosshairs of the Republican agenda against diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Montana University System and the students, researchers, and instructors all have benefited from the national research grants. Thiel said the research dollars have a direct benefit to students. From 2014 to 2023, graduate degrees in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, increased 38%. Those in health increased 46%. The university system has leveraged federal grants well in the past to build Montana's areas of strength. Montana has increased its success rates with grants and also the size of its grants, and that bodes well for holding some of that research growth constant. Montana's strengths that align with federal funding priorities include environmental management, precision forestry and agriculture, optics and photonics, the quantum supply chain, and rare earth element recovery. In recent years, Thiel said, Montana had been dramatically outperforming neighboring states when it comes to research. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.